The Census Bureau says commutes to work are getting longer in the nation's biggest cities. Demographers say that's because people are moving out farther and farther from their jobs in search of more house for the money or a quieter way of life. More people moving out to the fringes of the suburbs means more pressure on two-lane roads and more congestion. New highways are one of the tools local officials reach for when traffic gets worse. People living in the fast-growing suburbs west of Chicago have been debating a proposed new highway. It's nicknamed the Prairie Parkway. The four-lane beltway would connect these outer suburbs. Jan Carlson is the transportation commissioner for Kane County, about 40 miles from downtown Chicago. He's been looking forward to the beltway since plans were unveiled 5 years ago.
If you listen to the complaints, as I do, of people stuck in traffic, and if you consider the many economic advantages that moving that traffic brings to us, it appears to me that the greater good is to move forward with the project.
Carlson says he knows new highways can rapidly speed up development, but he points to census data that show his county and others nearby are already among the fastest growing in the nation without a new highway.
I am not one of those who subscribes to the theory that if you don't build it, they will not come.
Carlson says the new highway will make the local economy stronger, bringing in much-needed jobs to the suburbs. But many people are strongly opposed to the Beltway. Marvel Davis lives on a farm that's been in her family for 170 years. Some of her farmland lies within a corridor the state has set aside for the proposed Beltway.
I tell people that's the way sprawl happens. You think, well, I've lost that field to the farm, so the first guy that comes along and offers you $50,000 an acre, your temptation is going to be pretty great, isn't it?
Davis says construction on the Beltway isn't expected to begin until 2009, but she says she's seen a lot of new buildings spring up. She says it's true the area is already growing, but she thinks the prospect of a new highway might be encouraging more growth.
So which comes first, the chicken or the egg? If word goes forth, there's going to be, this road is going to happen, and you come in with all kinds of developers, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
And urban planners agree it really is a chicken and egg relationship. It's hard to say which comes first. Highways speed up the pace of growth, and growth causes a need for more highways. Bill Klein is the director of research with the American Planning Association. He says new highways do ease traffic congestion, but only for a short time, before those highways get packed with people driving out to their new homes in the suburbs.
It's very difficult to build your way out of sprawl. That the more highways you build, the more sprawl you get. Intellectually, we've known this stuff for a good long time, but sometimes the political will to do anything about it is the bigger problem.
In the case of the Prairie Parkway, there is a political heavyweight in the parkway's corner. U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert has been promoting the concept of an outer beltway in his district since he went to Congress in the late 1980s. Just last year, Speaker Hastert earmarked $207 million for the Beltway in the federal transportation bill. Landowner Marvel Davis suspects the Beltway might not go forward if it weren't for the Speaker's support. She says if someone could show her the Beltway was in the country's best interest, she'd support it.
But if I'm going to lose my farm and my community to make a few people multimillionaires, then I'm not willing to do it.
Davis says she knows she could make a lot of money if she sold her land to developers. And she did actually sell more than 100 acres recently. But she sold it to her county's forest preserve for half of what she could get from a developer. Even though it's years away, the promise of a new highway is sharply dividing these communities. Whether or not they see growth as a good thing, almost everyone agrees a new highway will speed up the pace of that growth. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.